Yeah, amen. Is that everything? All right. Is that it? Just putting your faith in Jesus Christ? Is that?
That's what I've always been taught in church.
Well, it falls a little bit short. I'm going to run through the biblical gospel with you. So sure. You have to place your faith in Jesus Christ. It's true. That's where we agree on a lot of what the church systems teach, is placing faith. Jesus Christ, what he did on the stake, his death, burial, resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins. We in no way could work our way to heaven.
Exactly.
But how do we apply that to our life? Well, we have to repent. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing the churches aren't teaching. You have to repent and come completely out of the world. You have to lose your life for Christ. A friend of the world is the enemy of God, James 4:4. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you have to lose your life for Christ, because he's not going to accept anyone that's half in, half out.
That's exactly right.
So you have to be ready to lose it. And when you're ready to obey God, you start obeying God in spirit and truth. He gives you his Holy Spirit. You walk in holiness and obedience to the scriptures, to the word of God. You're cleaning up your life. You look different, act different, talk different, associate different. Perhaps even losing a career if it's sinful. Perhaps losing your friends, your family, whatever it might be, for the Lord. And you have to endure in that until the end. You have to have a saving faith until the end. Because even the Lord said, he that endures until the end shall be saved. So, I want to ask you, do you think you're born again?
I would say so, yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
What would be the fruit of a born-again Christian, I guess?
Well, I mean, you know, spreading the gospel to other people around the world and showing them, you know, what the real truth and the good news of God is, you know.
Would you like to add to that?
You didn't have the truth when we just asked you what it was, so how can you spread it to other people?
Well, I mean, I know that there's some people that are meant to be teachers and there's some people that aren't meant to be teachers, but everybody's supposed to profess the gospel to everybody around.
Your gospel is incomplete. According to Galatians 1:8, that's in the first gospel.
Well, I mean, I don't have the Bible memorized, but, I try my best.
You have to try your best. You also have to produce fruits. The fruits of the Spirit are goodness, righteousness, and truth. If you have an incomplete gospel, it's not in the truth. So you need to go deeper. You need to study the Word of God.
Yeah,
so that website has resources. The churches are lying to you. Pagan holidays are coming up. Christmas, Easter, those are Roman Catholic pagan inventions. Christ was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights, Friday to Sunday. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You have to actually lose your life. You have to go a lot deeper. A lot of people in America claim Christ, but it's just a superficial, the one man up there tells me what to know. No. Everyone is personally responsible to God. In Matthew 7, it talks about how many people will say, Lord, Lord, did we not X, Y, Z? And then he'll say, I never knew you, depart from me, do that practice. Lawlessness, that's sin. You know what I mean? In Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Paul writes to Timothy, you have known the sacred scriptures from a young age, which are able to make you wise into salvation, mixed with faith in Christ. So you have to go deeper, sir. You have to make sure you're walking in truth.
If you hold on to one lie, Revelation 22 says, you're not going to enter in. If you hold on to any willful sin, if you practice any sin willfully that you know is sin, you're not covered by the blood of Christ. He's not going to cover that sin if you're not repenting of it. And I want to ask you a question. What sin can't you repent of?
I mean, I'm sure there's nothing.
Well, sir, I would say this. You have the power to stop sinning. I know the churches like to tell you, you're just a big old sinner, you're never going to stop sinning. Well, you can stop sinning. I was told that lie in the Lutheran church. I was a Lutheran for many years of my life. I had to test it to the Word of God. Found that it was a man-made tradition.
You look thirsty. You got
Mark
7.
We have water.
Oh, okay.
Here's
awesome.
A gospel card.
But thank you, sir. Yeah, take
reach
a gospel
out.
Card.
If you love us, reach out and check us and we'll talk about doctrine together.
Test us to the Word of God and... Yeah, we were just talking about man-made traditions. If you worship in man-made traditions, you're worshiping God in vain. Mark 7. A lot of the churches,
Christmas,
Easter, Good Friday, they're all pagan.
Yep.
Yeah, pagan traditions.
The ash tree is everybody's house this year. Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's pagan.
You got to come out of that stuff. And not only that, just the churches don't teach holiness and obedience. A big thing is repentance, coming out of the world. We had to lose our life for Christ. I lost my friends, family, career. I moved states. I'm from Wisconsin. I lost everything for Christ. You have to drop your old life. If people aren't listening to the gospel you're preaching, you have to drop them, get away from them. We're to mark and avoid those who preach contrary to sound doctrine. So what I'm asking is, the Lord requires that we drop our life, we lose our life for Him. And when we're willing to do that, then he gives us the Holy Spirit. But if we're not willing to lose everything for him, come out of the world completely, we're still holding on to the world in some facet, whether it be career, relationships, whatever it may be, he's not going to give us the Holy Spirit. You're under control of probably some other spirit, because if there's a spirit of compromise, we have to test all the spirits. If he's not leading you into holiness and obedience, all truth, conforming your life completely to God's word, because he doesn't want 1 hour on Sunday. Right. He wants every single minute of your life, because he formed you in the womb. He deserves every minute of your life. And if you're following in man-made traditions like this, if the Spirit's not provoking you, convicting you, and saying, get out of the church, follow me in holiness and obedience, break from your family that doesn't want the gospel, break from your friends that don't want the gospel, that are just focused on vanity, if there's not a Spirit telling you that inside of you, test your heart, because you have to come out of that stuff. And we care about your soul. We want you to reach out on that website.
I'll check it out.
Our brother would love to talk with you on the phone. We'd love to Bible study with you, because we care about your souls. And the churches aren't teaching you the truth. It's a very narrow way. The Lord said the way would be very narrow.
For fuck's sake, the church assembles on Sundays, Sabbath is Saturday.
Well, this our
Sabbath.
Traditional Sabbath is Saturday. Yeah. Rest in Christ is our Sabbath rest.
Yeah, Christ is our Sabbath rest now. And it's a very narrow way. Very few are going to find it. Many will try to enter in, but few will be able. And the reason why few will be able is they're not willing to lose everything for Christ. They're not willing to drop all of the idols in their heart, their friends, their family, their careers, whatever it may be, to follow Christ every single day of your life. And you have to endure every single day of your life for 20, 30, 40 years, however long you're on this earth. Otherwise, you're not going to make it in. You could fall away weeks before you die, and you won't make it in, even if you follow in Christ your whole life. So you have to endure in the saving faith every single day. And this churchianity gospel of, you're just all big sinners and Christ covers you no matter what, it's a lies. It's a doctrine of devil.
You know, that's something I struggle with, because traditionally I'm Lutheran. I go to the Lutheran church in
I was a Lutheran for 21 years.
And that's what they teach you.
Exactly.
Accept Christ into your heart and everything else is washed away. And they use the thief on the cross.
Yep.
You know, in Christ's last second, he said, you'll follow me to the kingdom of heaven. Or, I don't know exactly. Yeah. I'm not perfect. You know, I don't
but
you know,
consider but, what that thief did. You know, I mean, he rebuked the other person, placed his faith in him, and he endured.
He abandoned the modern world and accepted Christ. And that's what it took for him. But,
yeah, amen.
You know, it's put in the truck I drive and the language I use, like, I'm a user just like everybody else. So I work out really hard to remember, but I also fall into humanity all the time. It sucks.
Well,
you need to be born from above. I mean, he who does not bridle his tongue, his religion is worthless, as it says in the book of James.
Yeah.
You know, Martin Luther wanted to remove the book of James and Revelation. They want to try and pull away the faith and works. You know, I mean, faith is made perfect by works. You know, I mean, they are complementary to each other, and they're both needed.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to get going, guys, but I'll check this side out. It's good to meet you.
Okay. Can't shake your hand. I
can't shake hands.
No, I have to be
trying to leave your sin, or are you just sitting lukewarm and compromised? If you're sitting lukewarm and compromised and not actively fighting your sin, I can't unite the people who are in sin.
Right. We have to keep ourselves separate from those who are
Paul
not seeking Christ.
Timothy,
you know about that. Doesn't sound very Christ-like to me, guys. Starting to sound like a cult.
Yeah. Paul Christ? Wrote to Timothy.
I know that's a shitty word.
Suddenly.
Yeah. I'll check the website out.
Yeah, man. Thanks, guys.
I'm trying to shake your hand. I don't know. I'm a little off.
Interesting.